The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, thanks for staying with us. This is Our Healthy Homes with Keith and Sheila Hittner. I'm Keith Hittner Sr. here in the studio with the lovely and talented Sheila Hittner and Phoenix Galban, and we are talking colon hydrotherapy.
We could be here for 2 hours.
All right. When we went out, I asked Phoenix, what is the IACT? Actually, I asked her what the ACT certification was. Sheila corrected me and said it's IACT. So what is IACT and what does that certification mean?
Sure. IACT is an acronym for the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapy.
Okay.
They've been around for, I think it's like 28 years. They've been certified. They're the certifying body for colon hydrotherapists around the world and is committed to work with the FDA, countries, states, and municipalities to enhance the safety of colon hydrotherapy. IACT also establishes the training standards, guidelines, policies, and procedures for safety in our profession.
Can I just say that she goes the extra mile to learn and keep educated? Where did you went to Colorado for a couple? Was it last year or when did?
Yeah, I went last year. I had found my new teacher mentor, James Allred.
Okay.
And it was like an extra surprise, too, because his partner, Madeline, is also an instructor, and she does energy medicine. So these guys are really unique because they're like-minded in that they believe that colon hydrotherapy has so much more potential than what people think.
Sure.
Because they know that everything is frequency, and they work with the body. So they don't have their treatment tables up against the wall. They have them into the center of the room because they go around the table and apply body work and energy medicine on their client as they're receiving the colon hydrotherapy.
Okay, so what are the main I get the flushing out deal, so let's get her flushed out and,
sure.
And you're all the stuff that's stuck to the sidewalls, get it cleaned out.
Scrape it.
Wash the car, right?
Right, wash the car. There
clean,
you go.
Vacuum the trunk out.
Sure.
So I get that. What are some of the other benefits that go beyond just the cleaning? I mean, let's give it just give it a. It's a given that clean is good.
Sure.
Okay.
So.
Okay. The main benefits of it are hydrating the body, eliminating the waste, and stimulating the bowels, the muscle activity through the nervous system. Right. That's the technical answer.
Okay. So what does that do for you, though?
For me personally,
no. For the client.
That's.
As a client, but
That's what it does, but there are people of the opinion that there's clients that say they feel more clarity, they feel like the brain fog is lifted, they feel more grounded, they feel light, they have a sense of well-being.
You do feel light, I gotta say. Like, and there's a difference between, it's not like I feel skinny, don't get me wrong, I feel light. And until you have one, you don't know how heavy your body really is until you have one. And yeah, I came out of that first one. I was like, wow, I feel so light in there. But it wasn't like I felt thin. And there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see where all that clarity and all that comes from because we're toxic and plugged up.
Mm-hmm. Some people say they feel like they get better absorption of their foods afterwards.
Oh.
I mean, everybody's different. Some people say it helps to increase their bowel movements when they've had little to none sometimes.
I can see that.
Because it gets that.
That's that nerve stimulating
thing.
What is
that? What is that muscle?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. We'll come back to it.
So you said in the last segment you were talking about weightlifters where their trainer said go do this as part of their regimen, part of their diet regimen, and all that. I'm trying to understand how that ties, how those two things tie together.
I think for some of them, it's about meeting like a certain weight So they use the colon hydrotherapy to remove,
eliminate the waste and so that they hit their target weights.
Okay. Right.
Okay. And then now I want to know if it's okay. What on earth made you want to do this? I mean, how did you get? You said two things that struck me. One is you say you discovered your new mentor, which would indicate you had an old mentor.
I did.
And then secondly, what made you interested in this in the first place? How did you get involved in it in the first place?
I stumbled into it. I had a little health scare.
Okay.
And I started doing some research online because I didn't like what my then doctor was telling me and trying to get me on prescription medications.
Okay.
And I wanted to take a more natural route. So just doing the research on the internet, I found colon hydrotherapy. Mm-hmm. And I decided I went raw. I was doing raw food for about a year and doing colon hydrotherapy in tandem with that. And I got results.
Okay.
And my skin was glowing. My energy returned. My bowel movements became more regular again. I had quit where I was working. It was just a very toxic environment. And I was so amazed and I felt so good and so alive.
Okay.
Like for the first time in a really, really long time.
Right.
That I asked around and I said, where do you go to do this?
Right.
And they were like, you want to be one? And I said, yeah, why not? I get to be a small piece in someone's healing journey. What could be better than that?
Yeah.
And so most of the jobs I've ever had have been about being in the service of the people. And you're not going to find someone more humble than a colon hydrotherapist.
Yeah. Right. Well, it's kind of like you go to your hairdresser, right? And you spill the beans, you know, right? It's kind of like I spill the beans, right? Because it's that comfortable, okay? And it's that important, and our bodies really and truly need it, especially, I believe, with all the medications and whatnot.
Okay,
but
so
what do you guys want to
I'm going to tell
about?
You what I love about it.
Okay, I asked two questions, everybody that comes on the show. What's your best thing? What do you love about what you do? Okay. And then obviously the opposite side of that coin is, what's your worst nightmare? What do you hate about it?
What I love about it is I get to work with a lot of whole, beautiful, emotional, and spiritual beings and where they're starting from. And everybody starts from a different place when they come into this. The client stories, their life experiences, how they teach, gratitude, the living reminders and inspirations that the clients are make me passionate about the work. The clients are the true gift. And we learn together. So engaging on an emotional level and not trying to be a fixer, but instead providing them encouragement, engaging on an emotional level, you know, it's a big part of it for me. Getting deeper insights into the self and our environments. Like I said before, colon hydrotherapy has the potential to be so much more than just water in
and poo water
out. We're working with a nervous system. There's energy and physiology. Everything is frequency. It still astounds me what trapped emotions can do to our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. Bridging the gap between our emotional, physical, and spiritual somas is where it's at for me. Maintaining a serene and sacred space for the process of releasing on all levels that is very unique to every person. My work allows me to be in that service of the people, and that is a gift and a privilege for me. And that's what I love about it.
Sheila's raising her hand.
Yeah, and I mean, you want somebody that cares that's going to be doing this too, because not only are they going to care about the technique of it, but also help you with other things through that process, right? And you're honest with them on, you go in and she's like, "What'd you eat today?" It's like, "Oh, I don't want to talk to you." I do have a question though from somebody on Facebook.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, does this work with small children around 2 years old?
I don't work on children.
Okay.
That age. You know, the youngest I've worked on is 15, but that was with a guardian present, and you know, with of course their permission.
With their association, do they recommend it, or is it say, is there a certain age that your association says, you know, this is too young, And this is, you know, by maturity, physiology, and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, what is that, do you know?
I don't know what it is. That would be a question for James.
Okay.
Which I highly recommend that you guys do a show with him, because he will just blow your mind.
So, I want to go back to the, you had commented that can help with depression. Did you say ADHD, those types of things?
Some people feel that it does. They're of the opinion that it does. I can't say that.
Right.
Right. But I've had clients say to me that they just feel like a whole other person. Like sometimes the person that's coming in is not the same person that's leaving. Sometimes I've worked with people that, you know, when they come in, they have the dark circles under their eyes. They look a little green around the gills. Mm-hmm. And then when they go to leave, their skin
colors back.
And they're like, wow, I feel so much better. Every case is different.
Now, I do have to say, how long have I been doing colonics? A year? Maybe a little longer?
Maybe a little more.
Maybe a little longer. So recently I've been, had a couple of meetings with some friends, acquaintances that I haven't seen in a while. And I am not kidding you. People comment left and right about my skin. They're like, your face, your skin is so different. And it's like, well, what did it look like before?
Most people are really super dehydrated. They don't even know it.
Well,
they're
dehydrated.
Drinking coffee, Mountain Dew, Diet Dew, Caribou, everything but water.
Right.
And
right.
We're, what are 75% water?
But also my point with that is, by doing those, I've eliminated so much toxic crap out of me that my body now is more vibrant and looks better. And I think that's what shows, is I think it's from the detoxing. And I've done plenty of detoxing, but that's one of my modalities of detoxing.
Yep.
And so I think that it's something that everybody needs to experience.
We have one more segment with Phoenix, and we got to go out to break right now. Trevor has made the commitment that he's going to have a colon hydrotherapy session and then report back to us in an upcoming program. So we're going out to break right now. This is Our Healthy Homes with Keith and Sheila Hittner, and we'll be back right after these messages. Please stay with us.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.